About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show. No doubt, I'm K-Rock. We are Klein Alley's show. We are together today, and we will continue to give you stuff right now. Nothing more America than Monster Jam tickets. That is happening on July 17th. Great seats still available. AXS.com, Monster Jam at Crypto.com Arena. I believe, Allie, we were at Monster Jam not too long ago, and it's always a good time. See them trucks flip over.
Sparkle smash.
It is. Made me proud to be an American. In a moment, you'll be proud to be an American as we get into a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know America. Although someone says Johnny doesn't know, it's time to retire this bit.
You know, I think Johnny Doesn't Know is way too played out of a segment and should be retired. But I think it should be, I think it should be changed out to therapy time with Johnny with relationship counseling, because his deciphering of the breakup text that Jake received on the Showver time, that was freaking spot on. And, yeah, I think, obviously, he's probably the best on the show as far as dating advice goes.
Yeah,
and I think that that should be a regular segment. That was pretty good, and that was underrated.
So in the Showver time podcast that happened yesterday, you can download it wherever you get your podcast. Jake shared with us some breakup text messages that he received, although he didn't realize they were breakup messages, but they clearly were. And Johnny explained exactly what they meant, you know, what was
he
really
being
said.
He noticed three red flags within the message. And yeah, he was very astute about his
Johnny,
observations.
We may have to add that to the list of things we do around here, dating advice with Johnny. Right now, though, still not retired. It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know America. Here we go. Hit it.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
Johnny, you spent all of your life in this country, most of your life in this state, as a matter of fact.
Damn right.
Only left the state one time, and that's when you claim you went to San Diego, and then you realized that was not out of state.
Yeah, I thought it was Legoland, and I thought we had left to go to Legoland, but we were only in California still.
Right, so.
Which is still in California.
Then he actually was forced to leave the state when we went to Vegas, and he immediately got in a car and drove back to California.
Yep.
You don't think you'll have a desire when you get older to see America?
I do. I know exactly, like, when I have kids, I'm not going to want them to live like this, and I know something within me is going to, like, snap, and then I'm going to be, like, flying everywhere.
Let me ask you, you have this girlfriend now. You just moved in with her this past week. Don't you think she's going to want you to take her on a trip somewhere?
We've already had this conversation, and she wants me to go back to her family and see them in the state they're from, and I plan to do that.
Is it a long flight?
It's like a four-hour flight.
Oh.
What, the East Coast?
No, it's like Tennessee.
Oh, man.
And which is a great music town.
Yeah, you would probably like it out there.
I would kill it on Tennessee Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I'd love it over there, but like, not yet. Not yet.
Soon. Let's find out how much Johnny knows about this country of ours as we celebrate 250 years, 4th of July on Saturday. And today it's an opportunity for you to lock in. Will Johnny know or not know? Answers to pretty easy questions about the country. And we start with a man named after a fine city of ours, Philly. This is Philly from Van Nuys. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Philly. Good morning.
Grand Rising, Sweet Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits to you, good sir. If someone requests your John Hancock, what are they asking for? Will Johnny know the answer to this, yes or no?
I always have faith in Johnny. I say yes.
That's Johnny, nice. This guy has faith in you. He thinks you'll know. If someone says, hey, Johnny, let me see your John Hancock, what are they asking for?
Now, this sounds like a little bit male prostitute, kind of. Like, it's like if a gay guy goes up to you and he's like, you're straight. Okay, you're the straight guy. The gay guy comes up to you and he's like, let me see your John Hancock. He's trying to discreetly say, show me your genitals. Show me your penis.
You think this is a question about America?
Queers, yeah. And he's trying
to- I got a jug of jizz.
Exactly.
Nothing more American than queers.
Yeah.
Johnny, is that a real answer?
Someone says, let me
get your John Hancock.
I mean, I've never said that to you.
No.
And I've never heard you say it to Jake or anybody else who's straight here.
Right.
Is that disproving your own argument?
So It must be queer, you're saying.
It's got to be like a gay dude trying to see another man's penis.
Okay. But Philly, you said Johnny would know you had faith in him. I'm so sorry. And maybe, Allie, I don't know, maybe in the gay community.
There's nothing about that I know of.
Not in the industry.
Johnny, once again, if someone says, let me see your John Hancock, or I need your John Hancock right here.
In
my beehole.
They are referring to your signature, your autograph.
My signature.
But I would love to watch the interaction happen.
Imagine if someone said that to Johnny.
You whip your D out.
So Johnny's going to sign a new contract. We need your John Hancock, and Johnny just pulls his P again. This is how I got the job to begin with. It's a signature.
That's
it's
gross.
A signature?
Yeah.
Never heard that. When I go to the bank, they don't say, let me get your John Hancock.
It's an old you know.
Thing, it's right? American because John Hancock is the guy who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I believe he was the first signature.
He took the big signature. They took up all this, so that became like the most...
That was like in Tommy Boy. Like,
yeah.
You remember Tommy Boy?
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, you know.
Herbie.
Shout out Hancock.
Hancock, baby.
We go on to Peter in Long Beach. That was a journey. Peter, does Johnny know America? That's the question in this edition of Johnny Doesn't Know. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, Johnny, what's wrong with the Liberty Bell? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
You know what? I'm sure he read this to his kids at the school he taught, so yes.
Okay, so you think when Johnny was a teacher, he must have taught kids this. Johnny, what is currently wrong with the Liberty Bell?
Peter, I'm right. I mean, you're right. I actually did do that. Sorry. I got a little too excited. Peter, you're right. I actually did read this to the kids when I was a preschool TA. There is a huge crack in the Liberty Bell.
Nice job, Johnny.
Look at that. Big crack. Liberty Bell and Johnny's skull both have something in common.
Yep.
Hold on 1 second, Peter.
We went from Hancock to crack.
We move on now to Mario in Riverside. So write down that guy's name. He's okay. Got a shot at going to Monster Jam. What's up, Mario? Johnny, what's up, popular toy... stuffed animal, more specifically, was named after a U.S. president. Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Ooh, it's kind of childish sometimes. He's going to know.
All right, it says you will know.
What is a Teddy Ruxpin? Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, man.
Damn, was that not the answer? That was a pretty good, like, deep cut.
You're close, dude. It's the teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Teddy bear. Let's go Teddy. Teddy Ruxpin is a teddy bear.
Right.
I knew that because of you guys.
Do you think we had a president, Teddy Ruxpin?
Well, yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
Theodore. He was the fat guy. He was the one that got stuck in the tub.
Okay, hold on, Mario. We'll say Johnny got that right. I mean,
get it right.
A teddy.
He got a teddy. Good work, Johnny.
Hey, thank you, man.
I thought he was going to say something like shoots in Obama's or something. I didn't know if Johnny had any.
The old president problems we have was just the fat guy who got stuck in the tub.
Said G.I. Joe's, but that's not right, though.
We move on to Alexander in Long Beach now. It's Johnny Doesn't Know, America. Everyone who gets theirs right, Allie writes your name down. One of you is going to go to Monster Jam, see some monster trucks. Nothing more American than that. Johnny, here's your next question. Good morning, Alexander on K-Rock. Hi.
Yo, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny, this person helped Lewis and Clark. It was a woman, and she helped Lewis and Clark explore and make their way west. What was her name? Will Johnny know this, Alexander?
I'm going to put my faith in Johnny. I'm going to say he doesn't know it, and if he does, then just say you don't know it.
Okay, this guy is saying throw it if you do know it, but he doesn't think you will because he wants to win. Who is the name of this woman, Johnny?
That explanation he gave kind of like threw me through a loop.
Yeah, that was confusing.
Yeah, because I do know the answer. My cousin went to that college, Lewis and Clark College, and the answer is Sacagawea.
Johnny smoked your ass. Johnny knew that one.
And she's on the gold coin, too.
Yes, she is.
Little girl on the coin.
Yep, little girl on the coin.
That's all I'm going to leave it at.
That is her legacy.
This is the final one now, and a lot of people have predicted it correct. Actually, only two people have predicted correctly today. Paul in Upland, we give you the final shot of Johnny Doesn't Know America now. And here we go. Good morning, Paul.
Shout out, Nutbangers.
Shout out to everyone watching along on YouTube right now. What did Bob Woodward and Bernstein expose? This is American history right now. What did Woodward and Bernstein expose? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Definitely not.
All right, Johnny. He says definitely not.
I don't know at all because I've heard those two names, but I only heard him in the movie Dazed and Confused. When he uses the names as an insult, he's like, Woodward, Bernstein. But that's it. I don't know what those guys did, though.
You want to take a guess?
Was it World War II stuff? Or is it kind of like Vietnam stuff?
They exposed World War II? All of it?
World War II stuff. Or Vietnam stuff?
That's what you think?
I don't know. I'm like, am I close in those eras of when they existed?
Well, you've jumped around a bunch of eras there. You just went from the 40s to the 60s.
Okay, let's go Cowboys then.
Okay. They exposed Cowboys?
They exposed...
How did we get gayer?
I don't know.
I said, hey, Cowboy, let me see your John Hancock.
It's all coming
anyway,
together.
Back to business as usual.
No, Johnny, I'm sorry. They were the people who exposed what happened at the Watergate Hotel with Nixon.
Oh, Forrest Gump was looking and he saw the lights and he was like, there's somebody over there.
That's right. You got it. All right. Well, Paul.
Is that what happened?
Paul also didn't think you would get it. That's right. Forrest Gump was very much involved in U.S. history. Allie, Mario, Paul, Peter all got theirs right. Who's going to go see some monster trucks?
Okay. That would be Mario. Congratulations.
Hey, Mario. Yeah. You're going to Monster Jam. Congratulations. Enjoy yourself some trucks. Quick break.
I think I'll be good at Monster Jam.
After Justice and Tame Impala, we'll come back. We'll do some ADD news. And then a whole nother show of the hour to get into. Because we ain't getting out of here early. I mean, let's not talk about tomorrow, right? But we're not getting out of here early today. Still got a lot of show to get to. And
right.
We will get to all of it after this on K-Rock. Good morning.